What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the very first episode of the Pico Picasso podcast. Episode one, I wanted to do this podcast a long time ago, back in January, and then, as you know, everything just went crazy, so I'm finally starting this podcast. I did a little teaser back in, like, when I wanted to start this, but I'm officially doing it now. And back in January, my idea was to kind of do a weekly podcast. Maybe there'll be more per week, but starting out just a weekly podcast, talking to my friends, and every episode would be a different friend talking about random things that we like. And, you know, it could be technology related, it could be sports card related, it could be sports related, it could be pretty much anything, wrestling, whatever. So I'm excited to start this podcast. I've already pre-recorded some, so I can like post them throughout and kind of get a schedule going. So I don't know exactly what day is going to be the best day to schedule these to post, but you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast is pretty much where you can get this podcast. Very excited about it. And back in January when I had planned to start this podcast, I had it all set up, ready to go. And then, you know, the world went crazy and everybody had to stay in their houses. And my good buddy Justin, he was like, hey, let's do a podcast and upload it to my channel. It'll just be every single day just talking about whatever's going on in the world, you know, what's going on in our day. It could be a specific topic. We could have people on. It was called the Quarantine Chronicles. So we started that instead. That's on his channel. You can go check it out. So I'm gratefully excited to welcome on Justin for the very first episode of this podcast. Justin, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad I'm your first ever person in your first ever podcast episode. And yes, we did do a Quarantine Chronicles podcast because originally, as a joke, we thought we'd be home for 2 weeks, which led to 1 month, which led to 3 months, which led to me for almost 6 months before I started working again.
It's crazy.
It was a crazy time. And yeah. I finally got a job. It took forever. You were kind of like the opposite. You were working and then you stopped working.
Yeah, I had an internship with a company in Chicago. I'm not going to say the name, but it was a dessert company that's very well known in Chicago. I was there like graphic design marketing intern. I started it in September 2019, just after All Out, and it was supposed to end in December of that year. And then they said, hey, do you want to stay until March? And then in March, they were like, hey, do you just want to stay on till whenever? And so that lasted until July. And in July, they pretty much said, like, hey, we're like going to end your internship.
Sorry, future endeavor.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, we're wishing you the best of luck in future endeavors. And that was on, they said, like, August 1st will be like the first day that you don't work for us, kind of thing. So that was like, you know, pretty crazy because like they were like, luckily they were like, hey, you know, we're like keeping you on during this crazy time. So that was really fun, you know, to be getting a paycheck during this whole, crazy thing. And I worked from home for a couple months and then I went into the office towards the end of the internship. So it was different. But you know, it kind of worked out. And, in April, I started to do like some freelance stuff and I'm still doing that. So that's still like going strong and I'm excited about where that's going and where it's at right now. But I mean, like you said, Justin, when we started the Quarantine Chronicles podcast on your channel, it was kind of like, yeah, we're only going to be doing this for a month. And I think how many days did we go in a row doing it every single day?
We did, I believe, 180 days straight. So literally almost 6 months straight of us doing the podcast. And I remember when I first started, I was like, oh, maybe we'll do this a couple times a week. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, we're doing this every single day because I'm at home. I'm not working. I'm not doing anything productive. As long as I do, even if it's a 10-minute podcast on my channel, I feel like I did something for the day to progress to something, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I'm home. You're home. This was originally in the beginning of quarantine. You were home. Working from home, you weren't going to the office.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, let's do this. There's no excuse for us not to do like something. And I was like, hey, let's do this. And we start off, it's like, oh, the original was like, hey, you're supposed to come visit me and everything is crazy. And then we just talk about random things and shows we watch and what do we do today. And then we started collecting figures and talking about cards. And then we had our friends on and we had this whole debate of which WrestleMania was the worst and the best. And then it started this whole trend of WrestleMania 32 was the worst trip. And the who influenced more people to go to WrestleMania. And we pretty much know every story from WrestleMania 27 now.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
From which pretty much started, I feel like, me and yours, like, watching people's WrestleMania vlogs. Like, that was, like, the first time we ever, like, feel like you're a part of, like, I don't know, like, a trip, even though you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we know everything that happened. And then all of a sudden, it was, like, I felt like a chore. It was, like, I either had to make you come on or you had to make me come on to do the show. And then we were recording, like, three shots where we'd do, like, episodes in a day, four episodes in a day, and not talk to each other for a couple of days. Then eventually it was like, okay, I started working. And then we did podcasts every day for the first week. And then I was like, okay, I can't do this. Yeah. This is a lot. I'm overloaded now. I'm like working. I'm trying to balance my life back to normal. It's like, and then it was like, okay, let's do it every couple times a week. And then we just didn't do it for a month. Kind of took a month off.
Yeah. And like, it was good because, I mean, what are we going to talk about for, like, you know, like, what would we have talked about for that month? Like every day you would have been like, oh, I'm, like, tired from work, like.
Towards the end, I was running out of steam.
Yeah.
Like, we got on and, like, I'm doing it for the sake of doing it, and it's just, like, I don't even know what to talk about anymore. And you'd ask me, like, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, I don't know, what do you want to talk about? Like, something we would just hit record and, like, let's just figure it out.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about one thing random and then we'll just spark a 10-minute, 15-minute conversation. Then it's done.
Yeah. It was just like there wasn't really anything going on. It was just the same every day. And then I originally, like, when your idea of, oh, I can do like 10 minutes every single day, like in the beginning, like that idea, like I thought about that and I was like, oh, I can do 20 to 30 minutes and upload it every single week. That's like for this one. So I'm kind of glad that we had that, like, however long it was, 180 day like podcast run, because it kind of got me thinking, like, I can find, like, you know, 20 minutes in my day to record something with someone, and then post it on, like, you know, like a weekly basis. Because originally, a couple of months ago, friend of the show, Joe, one half of Motor City Marks, he was like, oh, we should, like, you know, do a podcast about sports cards. Because at the time, like, he would always, like, go to the stores, like, looking for, like, the newest sports cards that come out. I was, like, you know, doing the same thing. And it became, like, this, like, weekly thing for me and almost a daily thing where I would go to the store, see if I could find any baseball cards or football cards, basketball cards, whatever. And so I was like, at the time, I was really, really excited to do a podcast based on sports cards, because sports cards is taken off. It already took off and it's kind of like going straight up. So it's crazy to see how that's going. But then it just kind of like got out of it. And I was just at the point where it wasn't worth waiting every single Thursday and then every single Friday at Walmart in line, because
we waited 8 hours.
Exactly.
Where, like, I went to work and you went to Walmart.
Yeah. It wasn't like, it wasn't worth the time that I was putting into it. And it wasn't even like fun anymore. It wasn't like, you know, a fun thing for me to just wait here at the stupid store. Like, and at the, like, my local Walmart, we would wait there and there was like me and like two people every week would wait for the store to open. And the first 2 weeks, it got to the point where there was people backdooring the new stuff that was being put out. So, like, before the store even opened, they were just, like, buying it, and it wasn't out for people to buy when the store opened. So I was like, this is just stupid. Walmart needs to figure it out. Target needs to figure it out. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I just gave up on that, and that's where I'm at right now. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Are you done with sports cards?
I'm not done with sports.
Are you done with sports cards forever? You move on to wrestling.
No, I'm going to, like, if I find it in the store, if we get back to a point where I find it in the store, like, I'm not going to go out of my way for it. But I have been buying more single cards, where it's just like, if I want a specific card, I'm going to go on eBay and I'm going to like find it for a good price. Like basketball just came out this week for next year's like set. So this coming draft for the NBA, like the basketball product came out already, and there's three Kansas Jayhawk players that have autographs in that set. And I just straight up bought them on eBay. I just bought them from like card shops. Like it's just so much better. It's so much easier. I don't have to like waste my money trying to look for this card. I just find the card I want. Boom. There it is. It's mine. I don't have to like camp out at the Walmart. You know what I mean?
Buying those undisputed cards. How many undisputed cards did you buy already?
I bought, I think like technically like half a box, and then I got into a break.
How much is a box?
Well, it depends. There's various prices, and I do not want to go into the financials of Undisputed. So you can look it up yourself. I will not be sharing it on this program. But
so yeah, you get it. Are you trying to pull a Rhea Ripley card? Is that the goal?
I mean, not really.
Who's the main person in this box that you want to pull?
Well, it was more of, I just want to see if I can pull wrestler autographs that I don't already have. There is, like, Toni Storm has cards, and then Scarlett has, her rookie card in the set. So I bought one of her rookie cards for $1 on eBay, and they're normally going for, like, $5, $5 to $10, so it's kind of crazy. So I'm like, I'm toying with the idea of getting the rainbow of the Toni Storm card and the like the Scarlet like rookie card, but like that's going to be so much
about
because
the parallel card or talking about autograph card because
no.
Toni
no.
Storm
they don't have autograph cards in that set.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm about to say that'd be wild.
Just the base card. That's all they have, and it's Scarlet's rookie card. So I gotta get it because the Alexa dude like. That's one of those. She's one of those people where it's like, you know, she like what she's from like the Chicago area. She was at all the, like the local indies like AAW. Then she you know went on to Ring of Honor, and then like it's just crazy to see her in NXT now. So gotta support the local indie guys, especially in the Chicago area. So, but I don't know, Justin. What's your like, what's your plan for, like, the future? Like, do you see yourself, like, staying at this job that you're at? Do you think you're going to get back into doing the podcast? Like, what's your plan?
I think I'll try to do one podcast a week, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I can manage that. Because I've realized, like, the past couple weeks that I had time to do podcasts. And I just didn't feel like doing anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, trying to manage that. And the job, I think I'll be at least a year or two because mm-hmm. it's pretty good, pretty chill. I enjoy it. Like, I am my own department. I am my own manager. The only person above me is my boss, like the owner.
Mm-hmm. And you have a coworker, not the one that's barking now, but you do have a dog coworker that I'm very hyped about, this dog.
So like, my owner, my work for a family business, and their parents work there too, and they bring their dog, and the dog just hangs out, and the dog wants to play fetch. Like, not normal fetch. She'll grab the toy, and you have to chase her around and try to grab it out of her mouth, then throw it. So it gets kind of hard to play that. And I pet the dog, and then I hang out with the dog. Essentially, I'm waiting for a day to say you can't be hanging out with the dog so much. And I'm going to be like, well, you can't bring a dog to work and expect me not to play with the dog.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think you send me snaps of that dog all the time, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a working environment where I just, like, chill with the dog all day. Like that would be sweet, but yeah, I mean the weekly podcast. Like, I know we've been talking about like what
you can't hang with the dog all day because where I work, they don't let the dogs like there because there's a big machine and I'm running it and I'm programming.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I go up to the office and I talk to my boss about designs or whatever we gotta do for the day, I hang out with the dog or on my lunch break.
Pretty nice. But going back to like the podcast, like. So if we did a weekly Quarantine Chronicles podcast, YWC Chronicles, whatever we're going to call it, I think now that I'm thinking about it, we should just stick with Quarantine Chronicles. Just because, like, you know, it kind of makes sense because we're still in quarantine. I think we should do it at least once a week. It doesn't have to be a specific day. And it's just like we basically once a week until whenever I can like come to Canada. You know what I mean?
That would be our blow off. Our payoff. Like we're here or I go there, whatever, whichever way it is.
See, here's the thing. I have this flight like credit that I have to use and I have to figure it out. I don't think I'm going to like be able to use it next year. So I'm going to have to like call them and be like, hey, like I just need my money back. I need a refund. Closed.
I can't fly over.
Yeah. Like I would if I could.
Literally it was up to the 31st and they moved it to the 21st again. I like how they move it like literally once a month, every month.
Really? What's it at right now?
November 21st.
Of this year?
Originally it was November 5th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think anyone's crossing the border anytime soon. Like
the loophole is Canadians could cross the border to America, but it doesn't work reverse.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. If you have a perfect excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be fine, but I don't think they let Americans into Canada.
No. I mean,
cases filed.
It's gotten out of hand, so it's a little crazy. I don't think they're going to be doing that anytime soon, but it is kind of interesting to see how many people are taking like flights in and around like the US. Like I see so many videos where people are just like flying like from this place, from New York to California to Texas to the, like, it's shocking the amount of travel that's being done. Even though we're still in, like, you know, a crazy time.
Well, it seems like half the place, the way I look at it from an outsider perspective, it seems like a quarter of the place is just opened up, or a third, and the other parts, two-thirds, are, like, closed down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That seems all right.
I think so, yeah. I mean, at this point, like, I'm trying not to go to any stores. Like, I'm trying to go back to, like around March and April when this started, I'm pretty sure I didn't go to a store for like a good like month, maybe 2 months. Like I didn't leave the house. You know what I mean? Like I just stayed inside. I'd play basketball. I would, you know, like go outside for a little while, but I would not go to an actual place.
We'd go on Skype hours because we were bored at home.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. It's like, as like, there's so many bad things coming from this time period, you know what I mean? And it's almost nice to find some positives in the negatives, you know what I mean? Like this is like a terrible time and people are dying and it sucks, and like until we find like, you know, a vaccine for it, there's really nothing we can do except for like wearing a mask and like, you know, washing your hands and like all the stuff that we've been like told to do for the past couple months now. But there are
6 months.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like this, I guess, like the year, like in my head it's still like, you know, it's still like June. Like the fact that like we're a couple days away from November is just bananas to me. Like we're going to be in, I don't even know what to say. Like it's just crazy to think about how close we are to the end of the year, you know what I mean?
Eventually, it's going to be Christmas time, and it's going to be, that's it.
Yeah. What do you mean, that's it? There isn't. No, that's it. We're going to.
I don't know. What's going to happen? It seems like people forget. Like, it's like, everyone's like, let's start the new year. Like, it's going to be a fresh year. And then it's like, COVID just doesn't expire on December 31st, 2019.
See, but hopefully, the, like, in like from 2020 to 2021, hopefully 2021 will be like the other side of the hill of this like negative like thing, you know what I mean? Like hopefully it'll be like positive on the other side of the hill, and we're hoping that the bottom of the hill is around this time next year. So
this time next year is what, damn, that's like so long from now.
I know, but that's just like, I don't think anything's going to be back to normal until like this time next year, like actually normal.
Will I continue my streak and get to go to Chicago one time next year?
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Would you consider it if I was able to come up to you, would you consider that?
Yeah, sure. Jump on the plane. Come here.
Because, like, I don't know. It's just so crazy.
Technically, you can't technically, because if there's a quarantine rule, then it would be like, how does that work, you know?
Yeah.
Because it'd be like, you can't go visiting places, because they'll ask, like, have you been out of the country? I'm like, well, I'm from another country, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So well, as of right now, Revolution 2, definitely not happening. So if anybody was thinking about coming to Chicago again in February, no chance that's happening. Like,
yeah,
you know, because they're not going to have C2E2, which is the only reason they did it in the first place. And it's just, you know, it's over. So, don't get your hopes up. If Tommy's listening to this, don't get your hopes up. We're going
all three then.
I forgot all out three. Yeah. Yeah. All out will probably be, like, I feel like this year's all out would have been the next, like, it would have been like the next, like, hope for a trip. But I think everybody should just target next year, Labor Day weekend. That should be the target, as long as everything goes right in the world. But, yeah, I don't know. That's really it. All I'm saying is that, like, if you can find some positives in this gigantic bit of negative, it's a good thing, you know? You know what I mean? Justin found a job again. He gets to work with a dog. He gets to go to Red Lobster. Like, there are positives inside the negative. So,
took out of that.
What?
The me going to Red Lobster. That's what you took out of that.
Well, that was the first thing I think of.
It's a great time. Have you been? You know, you know, when you go to Times Square, is the heart of society. They have Red Lobster. They have Bubba Gum Shrimp. They have Sapporo.
I'm not a big fish fan. Like, okay. When I was younger, I used to eat crab legs like crazy, but now I just can't stand fish. It's weird, but it is what it is. So, yeah. All right. Well, Justin, thanks for coming on this first episode. Yeah. You're definitely going to be back again at some point.
The first official podcast. I feel like I did okay.
Yeah, I think it's good. I feel like the fact that we have been doing this for 180 days after taking a break for like 20 days, like, or 30 days, whatever, like, it kind of, you know, kind of ease into it, back to normal. So that's that. Mm-hmm. So thanks everybody for listening to this episode, and I will see you next week with another podcast.